They say these woods will hold a secret tighter than a church lady's purse. But every now and then, that secret, it'll hold you. There's a spot up yonder in the mountains, folks round here won't speak its name, where compasses go haywire, trails up and disappear, and sound don't travel like it oughta. Fella got lost up there once, 3 whole days gone. When he come back, he was clean shaven, clothes pressed like he'd just stepped out of Sunday meeting. Swore he'd only been gone an hour, said he'd been with the shining ones. But his eyes? They never looked right after that. You see, round these parts, there's tales older than any deed, older than the word Kentucky even, of a kind of folk that ain't quite people, but ain't quite spirits neither. They're kind if you treat the land right, but if you go stomping where you shouldn't, acting like the forest owes you something, well, they'll make sure you don't forget whose woods you're in. The Cherokee call 'em the Nun-na-hee. And friend, they don't gotta show themselves to find you. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Long before folks started calling this place Kentucky, long before roads were carved or lines were drawn, this land was something else. It wasn't just wild in the way of overgrown woods or steep hollers that'll turn a mule around. Nah, this land was alive in a way folks couldn't rightly explain. The Cherokee had a word for it, Atsi-Luski, meant the place of many things, and it was many things, beautiful, dangerous, sacred. The Shawnee, when they come through, whispered the name Kentucky, the land of tomorrow. But let me tell you something, it weren't home, not to nobody, not 'cause they couldn't settle it, they wouldn't dare. This land had a hum to it, low and steady, like a bowstring drawn tight. The trees seemed to lean in closer here. The wind moved different, like it was carrying voices just under the sound. And the rocks, they held memories, old ones. When the Cherokee moved through, they did it quiet, like they was walking on church floors. Hunters traveled in pairs, never alone. They said certain trails would twist on you if you didn't show respect. Some caves, folks said they breathed like a sleeping giant. You'd hear a slow in and out if you listened long enough. Some of the old women wouldn't even speak certain names out loud in these hills. Said speaking could wake up what slept beneath. And it weren't just the Cherokee feeling that weight. The Shawnee up north felt it too. They had places they'd cross quick, heads low. The Chickasaw from the west, they'd make offerings before stepping into certain hollers. And the Yuchi, they told stories of songs coming from the trees like flutes playing without hands. But the ones that truly chill a man to the bone are what the mound builders left behind. Ain't nobody alive now remembers who they were, but they built these great big hills of earth, shaped like serpents, birds, spirits. Some of them hold the dead. Others hold other things, things that don't sleep. You walk near them on a still night and you'll feel it. That pressure in your chest, like the ground's staring back at you. Every people that passed through this land, Cherokee, Shawnee, Chickasaw, Yuchi, they all told tales of hidden ones. Not animals, not spirits like ghosts, but folk. Strange folk, watching folk. Sometimes they helped, sometimes they didn't, but always they watched. That's what makes Kentucky what it is. It ain't just a patch of earth. It's a threshold, a place where the world we walk in rubs up against another, older, quieter, full of rules we don't understand. And in that world walk the Nunahi, the immortal ones. They don't build no towns on the surface. They don't carry no torches. But they see everything. And when the wind shifts just right, and the forest holds its breath, you best pay attention, 'cause that's when you'll know you've stepped onto their land. The Nunahi. Now they ain't just watchers sitting quiet in the shadows. They do things when they feel the need. Some say they're protectors, like the soul of the mountain made flesh. Others call them healers, or tricksters if you catch them in the wrong mood. And now and then, there's something darker, something final. There's stories of folks who got turned around in the woods, wandering hours or even days, till they start hearing a kind of music that don't come from man or bird. Next thing they know, they're back at their campfire, fire still smoldering like no time passed at all. Only thing different is the way they look at the trees after, like they know now. I heard tell of a boy up in Clay County, running a fever no doctor could bring down. Mama laid him out on a blanket in the shade of a stone ridge where the ground never warmed, a place her granny always said was special. That night, they heard a sound like lullabies sung into the wind, and by sunrise the boy was breathing easy and reaching for biscuits. But the Nunahi ain't all mercy. Mean-hearted men, the kind that strike their kin or take more from the land than they ought, sometimes go missing out in them deep hollers. Folks search for days, dogs can't catch a scent, and then nothing. Gone like mist in the sun. Some say the Nunahi don't take kindly to wickedness. They don't kill, they just take. And then there's them rare ones, the ones who vanish clean off the earth and turn up years later looking just like they did the day they disappeared. Won't say a word about where they've been, but their eyes shine different, like they've seen something we ain't meant to understand. But here's the truth of it. The Nunahi don't deal with just anybody. You gotta carry yourself proper, like the land matters. Like every rock's got memory and every tree's got a story. You give thanks when you take. You hush when the wind talks. But if you go stomping where you ain't welcome, if you mock the old ways or take from a place that don't belong to you, that forest'll twist on you. What was a straight path'll bend like a snake, and you'll walk in circles till you don't know east from your own name. And if you're real unfortunate, you might walk through a place where the air tastes sweet and the leaves don't move, and find yourself in one of their hidden villages. And if they don't take a liking to you, well, let's just say, not every trail's got a way back. To the Cherokee, the Nunahi ain't just some old bedtime story. They're real, plain as the dirt under your boots. These stories folks call legends? Nah, they're memories, passed down by tongue and firelight, not written in books but etched in hearts. During the time of the Trail of Tears, when the U.S. government was tearing the Cherokee from their land and marching them west, some of the elders said they started dreaming strange things. Said the Nunahi come to them in those dreams, warning them of the sorrow that was coming. They told certain families to follow them, to pack quiet and head up into the high places, to caves the white men didn't know about. Those families left in the night and were never seen again. But here's the thing. The Cherokee didn't weep for them. They didn't believe they were lost. They believed they'd been taken into the Nunahi's world, where there's no hunger, no sickness, no grief. A world under the mountain, still breathing, still watching, waiting for the time they're needed again. Back in the day, when trouble was near, sickness, war, storms brewing on the horizon, the Cherokee would call on the Nunahi. Not out loud, but in quiet prayer, in dance, in smoke and song. And sometimes, if the spirits were listening, you might catch a glimpse of them, just beyond the firelight, tall, still, glimmering like heat off stone, dancing without sound. They never spoke, they never touched, but their presence, you felt it, deep in your bones, like the land itself was standing beside you. Now, the Cherokee, they ain't the only ones speaking of these hidden folks. The Shawnee used to talk about the little men of the forest, small, glowing figures that had show up in the hills, keeping watch over the land like quiet guardians. The Chickasaw told of the Kowee Anukasha, secretive forest dwellers, tucked away where no man dares to build. Folks said if you disrespected the woods or walked where you didn't belong, they'd make sure you paid for it, not with a shout or a sign, but with vanishing trails, broken tools, or worse. The Yuchi and Muscogee people spoke of starwalkers, spirit folk that come from above, passing through the trees in silence, guiding some, testing others, always watching. And even before all of them, way back when the Mississippian cultures built mounds across this land, they were leaving carvings and markings that some believe were images of these same kinds of spirit folk. Tall, strange figures with eyes like suns and hands that never aged. Across all these tribes, all this time, the pattern don't change. These beings are always there, quiet, invisible, powerful, and always, always tied to the bones of the land, like they were born from the stone itself and ain't never left. They ain't gone, not by a long shot. Every few years you'll hear another whisper from Red River Gorge, Black Mountain, Pine Ridge, and them deep places where the trees don't ever tell what they seen. There was a fella back in 2006, a backpacker out on his own, swore he followed this narrow path of stones that shimmered under the moon like it was wet, though it hadn't rained in days. Said the trail led straight into the side of a hill, and then he was just gone. When they found him, he was 30 miles from where he started, sitting on a boulder like he was waiting on a ride. Had no memory of what happened, no food or water on him, but that bum knee he'd limped on for 10 years healed clean as if it never happened. Then, in 2015, a woman was hiking near Swift Camp Creek, just as the sun was dropping low. She said she saw a group of pale figures gliding through the woods, tall, smooth moving, not making a sound. Leaves thick on the ground, but they didn't crunch a single one. They moved like shadows that didn't belong to nothing. And there's families too, folks that wake up shaking, swearing they had the same dream, caves full of music, soft glows floating in the dark, and people with no mouths speaking straight into their thoughts. Now, folks don't always share these stories out loud. Ain't the kind of thing you talk about at church or the feed store. But they remember 'em. And if you sit quiet long enough and show 'em you listen more than you talk, they just might tell you what really happened up in those woods. The Nunahi, they ain't just old stories. They're a warning. A reminder that this land, as wild and beautiful as it is, don't fully belong to us. We walk its trails, build our cabins, carve our names in trees that were old before our granddaddies were born. But we're just renting. They're the ones who stayed. So next time the fog rolls in thick and your boots hit a trail that don't show up on any map, you know, and you hear music, soft and far off, with no fiddle or voice behind it, and that flashlight in your hand starts flickering like something's messing with it, stop. Close your mouth. Open your mind. 'Cause you just might not be alone out there. You might be standing in the presence of the Nunahi, and they're watching, and they're deciding what to do with you. Now, before we let the fire burn low tonight, I got a few questions for y'all to chew on. You ever been lost in the woods? I mean, real turned around, and then somehow just found your way out, like something unseen was leading you? Do you reckon there's still places in Kentucky, deep ridges, mossy hollers, where something older than man still keeps watch over the land? And here's one that'll sit with you a while. If the Nunahi came to you, offered you a place in their world, a life without sickness or pain, where time don't touch you, but you could never come back, would you go? If you made it this far, reckon you've got the heart for the strange and the shadowed. So, don't be a stranger yourself. Join us next time here at Kentucky Melody, where the land remembers, the stories breathe, and the truth don't always come with proof. We've got more tales waiting in the dark. And next time, well, next time, you might not walk away alone.